नमांसि आरभामहे वाक्यकारं वैरोचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। विसर्ग हल्संधीनाम् अध्ययनं क्रियमाणम् आसीत्। कानिचन सूत्राणि एतावता अस्माभिः दृष्टानि। चेच पदान्ताद्वा चोः कुः छ शां षः आदेशप्रत्ययोः षठोः कस्ति एतानि सूत्राणि गतेषु पाठेषु अधीतानि। सो वी हैव स्टडीड ऑल दीस सूत्रास दि प्रीवियस क्लासेस। अग्रिम सूत्राणि अस्मिन् पाठे जानीमः। जस्त्वम् सूत्रं वर्तते झलां जशः अन्ते झलां जशोऽन्ते इति जस्त्व विधायकं सूत्रम्। अत्र जलाम् इति षष्ठी, जशः इति प्रथमा, अन्ते इति सप्तमी, पदस्य इति पदम् अनुवृत्तम्। पदान्ते जलाम् जशः, पदान्ते इति पदं यदा वर्तते तदा पदान्ते परे इति अर्थः न क्रियते, किन्तु पदान्ते विद्यमानानाम् अथ विद्यमानस्य इत्यर्थः। अतः पदान्ते विद्यमानानां जलां स्थाने जशः भवन्ति इति सूत्रस्य अर्थः। पदान्ते विद्यमानानां जलां स्थाने, झल् इति प्रत्याहारः, दे शुड् बि एट् द एण्ड् आफ् पद, देन् झल् लेटर्स् विल् बि रिप्लेस् वित् जश् लेटर्स्। पदान्ते विद्यमानानां झलां स्थाने जशः भवन्ति। जश् इत्यनेन ज ब ग ड ज एते पञ्चवर्णाः गृह्यन्ते। अतः पदान्ते विद्यमानानां छलां स्थाने एते वर्णाः आदिष्टाः भवन्ति। तत्र यः सदृशतमः, सो द सदृशतम लेटर् रिप्लेसस् द छल् लेटर्। फार् एक्साम्पल् वाक् प्लस् ईशः, अत्र इदं समस्तं पदम् इस् अ कम्पौण्ड् वर्ड्। वाक् ककारः अस्ति, ककारः झल् वर्णः, तस्य स्थाने जश् वर्णः भवति। ककारः कवर्गे वर्तते, तस्मिन्नेव वर्गे गकारः अपि अस्ति, अतः ककारस्य स्थाने गकारः भवति। एवञ्च वाग् ईशः वागीशः। झल् वर्णाः हल् इति सर्वेपि छल् वर्णाः एव। वर्गस्य पञ्चमवर्णान् विहाय ञमगणनं झफञ् वर्गपञ्चमान् विहाय ञमगणना एक्सेप्ट् दीस् फैव् लेटर्स् इन् वर्ग all others, and sha sha sa ha. Iti sarvepi chalvarnaha. Vastaha tra vak ityasti, vastaha yam vach iti shabdaha, chakarantaha. Actually it was chakaranta. Then by another rule, that is choho kuhu, the cha was replaced with ka. Therefore it became vak. After becoming vak, dastva is applicable. Ataha kakarasya sthane gakaraha bhavati. Vag ishaha. Yes. That means the bhagadada are also part of that. Yes, they are also part of chal pratyahara. Yeah. Anyata udaharanam. Tat plus yatha. Atra takarah asti, takarah chalvarnah, tasya sthane dakarah bhavati, tad yatha. Shakarah. Shakarah api chalvarnah, shash ananah. अत्र शकारस्य स्थाने डकारः भवति अत्र उच्चारण स्थानं समानं अतः शकारस्य स्थाने डकारः रुटुरषाणां मूर्धा अतः शकारस्य डकारस्य च स्थानं मूर्धा अतः शकारस्य स्थाने डकारः श रिप्लेसेस डकारः बिकॉज़ द प्लेस ऑफ प्रोनन्सिएशन इज सेम therefore antara tamah or sadrisha tama letter shakarah shakarasya dakarah sadrisha tamah varnah atah shashu ityasya sthane shadu ananah shadananah Trishtup. Atrapi padante asti. So trishtup becomes trishtub. Atra pakarasya sthane bakarah. Vach. Atra vach should be vag. So chakarasya sthane. Okay. Gakara. Jakara sthane jakarah. Yeah. So if you see the rules, the chokuhu, yeah. Chokuhu is 8 to 30 and jastva is 8 to 39. So therefore, yeah, it should be yeah, it should be walk, walk then walk. Just right here. Walk, then walk, chalam by this road. Yeah, some more examples. Na shruyate. Ding. Okay. does the first letter of following word has any specific impact, or without that also change would be same? Yeah, it should be, yeah, there will be impact depending on, not because of this rule, because of some another rule. So this rule says padante. Padayante charam dasahasyahu. So wherever this padanta chal letter is there, this rule is applicable. But after applying this rule by some another rule, again it can change. So that is not because of this rule. So does the first letter of following word has any specific impact, or without that also change would be same? So yeah, so the answer is from for this rule, the letter of following word doesn't impact, but a word can change, means in a word a letter can change because of some other rule. No, isn't it shat ananaha? No, it is shat anana, it is samasta. Shat is correct, but shat is not correct here because it is a compound word. Here it is shat anana only. If it is not compound, if you are speaking, if these are two different words, then it will be shat. Shat ananaha, then it becomes six faces. Here it is samasa, who has six faces. It's a bahuvrihi samasa. Therefore, here it is shadanana. And sakara is not in the tavarga. Still, how dakara will come? Yeah, though sakara is not in tavarga, the place of pronunciation of sakara and dakara is same. That is murdha. Shakarasya sthanam murdha. Dakarasya sthanam api murdha. Ataha shakarasya sthane dakaraha. So murdha is the place of pronunciation. Shakara also pronounced in murdha, and dakara also pronounced in murdha. Okay. Just yeah. Okay. So now example, ut plus gamaha, takarasya sthane dakaraha becomes udgamaha. Dastva udgamaha. Yeah. Sat plus gunaha kim bhavati? Yes. Yeah, Muthukrishnanji, yes. Chakdipriyaji, yeah. Yeah, Ramadharananji, yeah. Ravishankarji, Samyak. So, Sat becomes Sad. Sad gunaha, takarasya dakaraha. Sad gunaha. Swargat plus api. Ramadharananji, Samyak. Yeah. Swaminathanji, yeah, Sadashivamji. Yes, Samyaji, yeah, Ravishankarji, Samyak. So, Swargat api, Swargad api. Shashu darshanani. Yeah, Sadashivamji, Samyak. Yes. Shakti Priyaji Samyak. Yeah. Yes, Ravishankarji Samyak. Yeah. So, Shashu Shad Shad Darshanani. becomes Shad Darshanani. Jagat Guruhu. Uttam, Ramadharanji, yeah. Samirathanji, Samyak. So, yes. Yeah, Gopalanji, Samyak. Yeah. So, Jagat becomes Jagad. Jagad Guruhu. Prak Eva. Yeah, Ramadharanji, Samyak. Yeah. Yes, Samyak. Prak eva, prageva, kakarasya sthane, gakaraha, prageva. Sup vibhaktihi. Yes, Ramadharanji, Samyak. Yes, Soumya Ramanji, Samyak. Yeah, sup pakarasya, yeah. Yeah, sup vibhaktihi becomes sub vibhaktihi, pakarasya sthane pakaraha. Does the jastva adesha happen without any nimitta? Nimitta is, it should be at the end of pada. Padante, chalam jasaha padante. That is the rule. So, the chal letter should be at the end of pada. That is the nimitta. If that is there, then the rule is applicable. Okay. So, sup vibhaktihi, sub vibhaktihi. Now, ach varnaha. Yes, Soumya Ramanji, Samyak. Yeah, Minalotaniji, yeah. Samyak. So, chakarasya sthane jakaraha aj varnaha. Samyak. Achvarnaha, ajvarnaha. Mahat yasaha. Putam, Ramadharanji, yes. Yeah, Prasadji, yeah, Ravishankarji, Samyak. So, yeah, mahat yasaha, mahad yasaha, takarasya sthane dakaraha. Okay. Yeah, tat, yeah, this one. Tat yatha. Yes, samyak. So, takarasya sthane dakaraha tad yatha. Uttamam. Kiyat dhanam. Yeah, Ramanaranji, Samyak. Yeah, Vasudevanji. Yeah. Yes, Prasadji. Yeah. Yeah, Soumyaji. Yeah, Samyak. Dev Kumarji. So, Kiyat, Kiyad, Kiyad Dhanam. Not Kiyad Dhanam, Dhakaraha na bhavati. Takarasya kevalam, Dhakaraha, Kiyad Dhanam. Kiyat Dhanam, Kiyad Dhanam. Tat atra. Yes. Yeah, Samyak Prasadji, Soumyaji, Minalotaniji. Yeah, Samyak. So, tat atra, tad atra. Shukavat bhashanam. Yes, Ramanaranji, yeah, Prasadji, Samyak, Soumyaji, yeah, Parvathanathanji, yeah, Samyak. Yeah. So, I don't understand how the replacement takes place. Can you explain once more? See, the rules is, Padante, Chalam, Jasaha. So, jash includes ja, ba, ga, da, da. the third letter of each varga. The third letter of kavarga is ga, and the third letter of chavarga is cha cha ja jakara. So the third letter of each varga is jash. Is in jash pratyahara. So jash replaces jal if jal is at the end of pada. And in all these examples, jash is at the end of pada. Therefore, jash is replaced with jash letter, the third letter of each varga. So, in all these examples, you can see ta is replaced with ga, sorry, ta jakara, and pa is replaced with ba because there is a third letter of det varga. Kakara, kakara sya sthane gakara, because gakara is the third letter of varga. Only in the example of shad darshanani, shakara is replaced with dakara, that is because the uttarana sthana, the place of pronunciation of shakara and dakara is same, that is murtha. Ataha shakara sya sthane dakara. In other examples, all the letters are there in varga. Therefore, the third letter of that varga replaces each of them. Okay. So since they are all these are in, at the end of pada, we are applying this rule. Apad gataha. Yes, Samyaji, Samyak. Yeah, Ramadharanji. Uttam, Venkateshwaranji. So, Apat plus Gataha, Apad Gataha, Takara Sestane Dakara, third letter of that varga. Dhanat Dharmaha. Okay, again, okay, yeah. Can you please repeat what you said about shakara? Yeah. See, the uttaranasthana, place of pronunciation. Uttaranasthana of shakara and dakara is same. It is murtha. Rutura shana murtha. Shakarasya sthanam murtha. Uttarana sthanam. Dakarasya uttarana sthanam api murtha. Therefore, da replaces sha. Because sha is not in a vargiya vyanjana. It means it is not in any groups. It is not in kavarga, chavarga, tavarga, tavarga, or pavarga. So a third letter. So the if it is in vargas, then it is very easy. If for example in many examples we replace the ta with the, because ta is in tavarga. Therefore, we can easily replace that with the third letter of that varga. If there is kakara, then you can easily replace that with the third letter of kavarga. But shakara is not a vargiya vyanjana. So, then there will be question. So, which letter replaces shakara? Then we have to see the place of pronunciation, uttarana sthana. For shakara and dakara, sthana is same. Therefore, sha will be replaced with da. Okay. Is it clear? Someone asked this question. Yeah. Yeah. Tadartham Paniniyam Sutram Astiva. Panini says, Sthane Antaratamaha. Antaratama means Sadrishatama. Sadrishatama letter replaces. Always. So, So which is Sudarshatama here? That is Dakara. Because the sthana is same. The Paninian root is sthanentara tamaha. Sthane antara tamaha. That is the Paninian root. See, Yarala, you don't get Yarala in Jastva because they are not in Jal Pratyahara. Only you will find Shashasa and Ha. Again, you have to, like this, you have to see the place of pronunciation. What is the place of pronunciation of Shakara? What is the place of pronunciation of Hakara? And then you have to compare with Vargiya letters. There will be another Vargiya letter. Kavarga, Chavarga, Tavarga, which has same place of pronunciation. The third letter of that Vargiya, of that Varga will be replaced, will replace this letter. Is there a possibility of her at the end of word? Yeah, that is possible, but there are some other rules. If Hakara is at the end of Pada, then generally Jastva is not applicable because there are some exceptions. So they are applicable. There are special rules for Hakara. So this Jastva is not applicable there. For example, if I want to give an example, there is a word like Lih Hakara. There is a word, Lih. So this is a her ending word, Lih. But here, this Jastva is not applicable because there is another rule. So that says, her will be replaced with the dha. With this letter. So you won't find Hakara at the end of, though there is ending with Hakara, it will be replaced with the dha. Therefore, you can't apply Jastva on Hakara directly. On Hakara you can apply, but you can't apply on Hakara because there's another rule operating on Hakara. Hakara is not part of Jal. It is part of Jal. Jal means includes Hal, Hakara also. Japai kha tha tha stabagata da skha pha cha tha tha chatatau kapai cha sha sar hal. Jalam, jashaha ante. So Jal includes Hakara also. Okay. Yeah. Okay, then, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Next. So, this is about Jastva Santhi. And Jastva is famous. Means generally we use this Jastva Sandhi. So Sargadapi, Gramad Agachati is in Shlokas and many places you will find Jastva. And even with Rakara, Jastva is not applicable. You won't find such places where Rakara gets Jastva. Okay. And next, that is Anuswara Sandhi. There are two rules. One is Maha Anuswaraha, this Monuswaraha, and that Nasta Padantasya Jali, Naha Cha Apadantasya Jali. Iti Sutra Dvayam Vartate Anuswara Sandhehe. Monuswaraha Ityatra Padasya Hali. Iti Padadvayam Anuvrittam Asti. Nasta Padantasya Jali Ityatra Maha Anuswaraha Iti Padadvayam Anuvrittam Asti. Ataha Idi Anuvritta Padani Yujyante Tarhi Sutram Evam Bhavati. Mahapadasya Anuswaraha Hali. I added the Anuvritta Padas. So Maha is in Sutra, Padasya is Anuvritta, Anuswaraha is in Sutra, Hali is Anuvritta. So Mahapadasya Anuswaraha Hali. And here, Maha is a Visheshana, is also in Shakti Bhakti. Padasya is Shakti, Anuswaraha Prathama, Hali iti Saptami. Ataha, since it is Visheshana, Makarantasya iti Arthaha. So ending with Makara iti Artha Bhavati. Makarantasya Padasya. The Pada with ends with Makara. Makarantasya Padasya. Anuswaraha Bhavati Hali Pare, where it is followed by Hal letter. When Makaranta word is followed by Hal letter, Tada Makarantasya Padasya Anuswaraha Bhavati. Udaharanam Agrima Chitre Padashayami. Kyam Sutrasya Artham Atravadami. Mantasya Padasya Anuswaraha Bhavati Hali Pare. Iti Prathamasya Sutrasya Artha. Dutiyam Sutram Naha Mahacha Apadantasya Anuswaraha Jali. Naha iti Sutrayasti Maha iti Anuvrittam. Apadantasya iti Sutrayasti Anuswaraha iti Padam Anuvrittam. Jali iti Sutrayava Vartate. So Naha Mahacha Apadantasya. Naha iti shakti, maha iti shakti, apadantasya iti shakti. Atra, apadantasya nakarasya, apadantasya makarasya iti arthaha. Atra, nakara, visheshanam chedapi, atra, nakarantasya iti artha uktum asakyate. Yataha, tatha artha kriyate chet, udaharanam datum nasakyate. Ataha apadantasya nakarasya, the nakara which is not at the end of pada, apadantasya nakarasya, apadantasya makarasya, makara which is not at the end of pada, apadantasya makarasya, sthane, anuswaraha bhavati, jali pare, when it is followed by jal letter. Iti sutrasya artha. Udaharanani. Pashyamaha. Yeah, there is a question. For yat plus yat acharaha, is this answer correct? Yadya dacharati. Yes, it is correct. Here it is just so only. Yadya dacharati. Uttamam. So, harim vande. Atra. See, mantasya padasya. Harim is manta pada, ascending with makara. Makarantam padam. Makarantasya padasya anuswaraha bhavati. So this makara, makarasya sthane anuswaraha bhavati. Ataha harim. Vande. Kada hali pare, when it is followed by hal letter. So vakara is a hal letter. Therefore, this makara will be replaced with anuswara. Makarantasya padasya anuswaraha bhavati hali pare. അന്യത് ഉദാഹരണം ഗൃഹം ഗച്ഛതി. അത്ര ഗൃഹം ഇതി മകാരാന്തം പദം എൻഡിംഗ് വിത്ത് മകാര. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഫോളോഡ് ബൈ ഹല്ലട്ടർ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഗകാര. അതഹ മകാരസ്യ സ്ഥാനേ അനുസ്വാരഹ ഭവതി ഗൃഹം ഗച്ഛതി. And the second rule is nascha apadantasya jali. Nasya masyate apadantasya anuswaraha bhavati jali pare. So nakara or makara should not be at the end of pada. Apadantasya nakarasya makarasya cha anuswaraha bhavati jali pare. Udaharanam yashamsi is a pada complete. One is a pada, yashamsi is a pada, yashan iti padam na. In this example, yashan is not a pada, it's a part of pada. Ataha, asmin udaharane, nakaraha, apadante vartada, it is not at the end of pada, apadantasya nakarasya, jali pare, sakaraha jalvarnaha, tasmin pare, nakarasya sthane, anuswaraha bhavati. So it becomes yashamsi. Akram syate. Here kram is dhatu and syate is a future tense. Bhavishyat kalaru pratyaha. And akram syate. A is upasarga. Atra makaraha apadante asti. Akram syate is a pada. Just kram is not pada. It's dhatu. Ataha apadantasya makarasya, the makara which is not at the end of pada, tasya sthane anuswaraha bhavati jali pare. So sakara is a jal letter, ataha makarasya sthane anuswaraha akram syate iti rupam. Okay, so there is a question. I have a doubt. After it becomes anuswaraha, do you pronounce it as yasham si or yashan si? Okay, so actually the pronunciation of anuswara is different from makara and nakara. To pronounce makara is oshta letter, so you have to just the lips should touch to while pronouncing makara. Ma for all pa varga letters lips should touch pa pa ba bha ma. That because it is oshta letter. And yeah, again nakara, the pronunciation of nakara is completely different, but the pronunciation of akara, according to Shiksha, danta and oshta, so you have to close the mouth fully. So even dantas should touch, the upper danta and lower danta, teeth, so tooth upper and lower both should touch, and even oshta, the lips should be closed. That is the pronunciation of akara. That is the pronunciation of anuswara. So danta and ostha, so ostha should be closed and danta should touch. The sound which is pronounced in such condition, that is anuswara. So because anuswara is a nasal, so nasika sthanam. For it's completely nasal, so should not use the lips or any other places of pronunciation. So the anuswara pronunciation is different from makara pronunciation or nakara pronunciation. Okay? There are some questions. Why sankatam? Why ngakara is written? in Kankatam. So that you will know, because there's another rule after doing Anuswara. So another rule is applicable in some places. So that rule we will know later. It is there. So we will know later. Because of that rule, it becomes Nga Kankatam or Kantakam. You may know the word Kantaka. So it becomes Na Kantaka or Shanta. So there is Nakara. So this is because of some another rule that we will know later. Okay, yeah. Some examples. Padam spishati anuswaraha padam. So atra makarasya sthane anuswaraha bhavati. Makarasya sthane anuswaraha padam spishati. Now, is anuswara applicable here? Jalam atra. Yeah, Indiraji Samek. No, because it's only applicable yada the hal varana asti. If it is followed by hal letter, then only anuswara is applicable. Means anuswara replaces makara. Achipare na bhavati. So achipare anuswara na bhavati. So atra akara ha h letter. Ataha makarasya sthane anuswaraha na bhavati. Ataha jalam atra, jalam atra. So ma should not be replaced with anuswara. So even while writing, we should know. So knowing this, we have to write. Some places we have to write anuswara, and some places we should keep ma as it is. Because if there is cons hal, then only we can replace, and we should, not only we can, we should replace makara with anuswara. If there is no hal, then we have to write makara. Yeah, monuswara. Yeah, padam monuswara is monuswara satyam. Monuswara is the rule for this. What is the root for akram syate? Kramu. Kramu pada vikshepe iti dhatuhu. Kramu and kram remains. Ukara is it and kram is it remains. And a is upasarga in that example. And nam shati. So atra anuswaraha bhavati utana. Yeah, anuswaraha bhavati. Indiraji samek. So yeah, Ramanaranidi samek. So makarasya sthane anuswaraha bhavati. So nam shati. So maka in the place of makara right anuswara. Nam shati. This is an example of apadanta makara. So makara is not at the end of pada. Nam is a dhatu here. And ninam santi. Yeah, so atrapi. Yeah, anuswaraha bhavati. Samyak. Makara shasthane anuswaraha. Ninam santi. Yeah, prasajji. Samyak. Here, the makara is not at the end of pada. Nam namyate. Yes, samek. Muttu Krishnanji, samek Indiraji. Yeah. Yes, Vinkateshwaranji, samek. So, yeah. Ramadaranji, yes, nam syati iti rupam asathuva asathu. So it's incorrect because you have to do anuswara, it is not optional. The rule is not optional, therefore we have to write anuswara. Yeah, so nan namyate, so So makarasya sthane anuswara. Ma will be replaced with anuswara. Nan namyate. Okay, there it is. Yeah. So anam syat. All these are examples of same dhatu, but napadanta. Yeah, anam syat. So makara will be replaced with anuswara. Anam sit. This is also an example of apadanta. Tapan si. Yeah, atra kim bhavati anuswarah bhavati, because there is sakara and there is a jal letter. Taha nakarasya sthane na will be replaced with anuswara. So tapam si. No, it's not a jal letter. It is, yeah, when it is followed by jal. So nakarasya sthane na will be replaced with anuswara if it is followed by jal. So need not be a jal letter. It should be followed by a jal letter. Okay. Oh, you are asking about nannamyate. Okay. Okay, nam. Okay, this example is not applicable. Yeah, correct. So this is not it is not in chal. Nan namyate. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is that example is not applicable. I can remove this. And tapan si tapam, yeah. How to pronounce tapamsi or tapansi? Same. See, it is not ma, it is not na. If you write in English, then there will be confusion. Because then you can write ma or na in English. You can't write anuswara. So anuswara pronunciation is different from makara pronunciation or nakara pronunciation. It is not tapamsi or not tapansi. It is different from both. But and you can't so it is tapamsi. As I mentioned, we say the danta yoho sparsha bhavet and ostha yoho sparsha. Lips should be closed and danta should touch. The sound which is produced in such condition, that is anuswara, and it is different from makara pronunciation. Yeah, manan si. Yeah, manam si. Yeah. Anuswara. And it's not nakara or not makara. Manam si. The pronunciation is different. Shreyan si. Yes. Shreyam si samak. Okay. And agrimam. Yeah, sheyam si. So is anuswara idam anuswara santhehe udaharanam. Anuswara santhihi api sarvatra upayujyate. And there more as I mentioned, there is one more rule connected with anuswara santhi. It is parasavarna, which I will explain later. So in some places you won't find anuswara. For example, as mentioned, kankata. Here it is nga. Kankata. So if you see, it is like this, kankata. And in some places you will find kantaka. Kantaka. And shanta, nakara and takara. And and you will find examples like this also sometimes. Nya. So anuswara will be replaced with fifth letter of tavarga. And the fifth letter of tavarga, fifth letter of tavarga, and fifth letter of tavarga, fifth letter of tavarga, fifth letter of pavarga. All these examples you will find. So in all these examples, the anuswara is replaced with fifth letter of each varga. So that is possible if vargiya vyanjana. If anuswara is followed by vargiya letter, then this replacement is possible. It happens. It is called pararupa santhi, and the sutra etc. will be known later. So this is applicable after doing anuswara santhi. Therefore, I didn't give example of these letters previously. Only I gave example of sakara, because if I gave example of such letter, then parasavarna is possible. It means anuswara will be replaced with fifth letter of that varga. Therefore, I didn't give such examples. There is a question again. Keshatana pustakeshu Shanta, Kanchuki, Sangeetam, ityadi print madhye vartate, tatu sadhuva. Among these three examples, Sangeetam is sadhu. And other, so here, for others I'm writing, it is written like this, Shanta. The question is whether this is correct or not. Can we write Shanta like this or not? This is wrong. Because though anuswara is applicable, first though anuswara santhi is applicable, then as I mentioned, it is, since it is followed by takara, the fifth letter of tavarga replaces anuswara. Therefore, it becomes shanta. So, it becomes shanta. So, you have to write like this, shanta. And why I said sangeetam is correct, because see, Sangeetam, we will write here. Sangeetam. This rule, I will again explain later when I explain those sutras, but for understanding, I am explaining now. This rule is optional if anuswara is at the end of pada. This parasavarna rule is optional if anuswara at the end of pada. In this example, in Sangeeta example, sam is pada, sam is upasarga, and they are always padas. Ataha atra anuswaraha, anuswara is at the end of pada, because sam is a pada. Upasargas are padas. Ataha, here, this parasavarna is optional. Either you can write Sangeeta like this. Or you can write anuswara. If anuswara is at the end of pada, then it is optional. If it is not at the end of pada, it is not optional. In the example of shanta, anuswara is not at the end of pada because the sham is a dhatu actually. So the anuswara is not at the end of pada. Therefore, we have to write shanta only. Here, if you write like this, this is wrong. You should not write anuswara. Here in Sangeeta, it is okay because at the end of pada, it is optional. In the case of Shankara, is it optional? Yes, it is optional in the case of Shankara. Therefore, you can write Anuswara or Gakara. In Sanskriti, since there is Sakara, you can't apply this Parasavarna. You have to write Anuswara only. There is no other option. In Sanskritam, you don't have any option. You have to write Anuswara because there is no Vargiya letter. So Anuswara is not followed by a Vargiya letter. Therefore, these rules are not applicable there. You have to write Anuswara only. Samskritam. But the Anuswara is at the end of pada. Even in Sanskritam, Anuswara is at the end of pada only. Why is it not optional in samskara? Because anuswara should be followed by vargiya letter. Vargiya letter means ka kha ga gha ga cha 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 nya ta ta da dha na ta ta da dha na or pa 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 ma. In samskara, no, which one you are seeking? Okay, you are asking about Shankara. Shankara. Okay, why is it is optional in Shankara? Okay. Here it is a samasa. Sham karoti iti shankaraha. Sham is a pada. Samasta pada. Is a shankaraha is a compound word. Sham karoti iti shankaraha. Therefore, sham is a pada. Therefore, here it's optional in shankara. But in shanta, sham is a dhatu. It is not a compound word. Kimartham mam niyate. What is mam here? I didn't understand. Mama is a word. Okay. Nan namyate. Okay. Because namyate na is not jal letter. Yamagananam, then chal starts. After Yamagananam only chal starts. The fifth letter of each varga is not in chal. Therefore, it is not applicable. So, chalipare. The sutra says, if iti makaraha padante, if makara is at the end of pada, then halipare. But in apadanta, if makara is not at the end of pada, then chalipare. So, in the nannamyate, the makara is not at the end of pada. Therefore, it should be followed by chal. Then only na gets anuswara. But here, since nakara is not chal, ma is not replaced with anuswara. Sam kritam kim sutra matra. Yeah, there is a rule for agamaha bhavati. Therefore, it becomes sam skrita. Though the dhatu is krita, and since there is a rule, it gets sakara. It becomes sam skrita. Sam skrita, sam skara, sarvatrapi, yameva. Okay. In example, you change the watch to walk. To change the watch to walk, the rule I mentioned previously, that is toku. The tavarga should be at the end of pada. That is the condition for toku. So watch is a pada, therefore I replace the ta with ka. The condition for toku is tavarga should be at the end of pada. There are two conditions, as you mentioned, jali padante. If the condition is jali, then tha are required. There is one more condition, that is padante. Even in at the end of pada, this toku is applicable. There are two conditions for toku. Vak is a dhatu. Is a dhatu pada. Dhatu generally is not pada. To make it pada, there should be a pratyaya, means a samkrit pratyaya to be added to make it a pada. In the example of watch, krit pratyaya added and it became pada. Generally, dhatus are not padas. There should be a pratyaya to change it to a pada. Okay, yeah. Astu, tarihi samapayamaha, samayaha abhavat, time is over. Astu, mangalam karomi, vakyakaram, vararuchim, bhashyakaram, patanjalim, paninim, sutrakarancha, pranatosmi, munitrayam.